Marty Lurie here with Pablo Sandoval. First game yesterday, how did you feel?
Great. You know, it's the first game I see after the season, so see what happens. Start getting ready. So it's one of those things when you feel great in the field, you tell the hard work how you do in the off season.
Boy, I'm so impressed with you again this year. Early work. I come out here. You got the new glove, and I see you out here every morning.
You know, it's part of my job, you know. Every time I get a habit, come here early, 5:30, 6:30 in the morning, so working out, get my work done, you know, and getting ready for baseball.
Hitting right-handed looks pretty good so far.
Yeah. I feel great, you know, especially my shoulders are healthy. So I feel great. I see the ball well, so I'm ready, getting ready for season.
All right, where are you going today?
I'm going to the bat, you know, close to my house.
We all are. Very good.
Thank you.
Brandon Belt had a nice day starting off his spring training with the Giants yesterday. Not too bad, man.
Yeah, you know, it was exciting just to get back out here and put some good swings on the ball and put the ball in play.
Yeah, you look pretty comfortable. Spring training, even last year, you looked comfortable.
Yeah, you know, I think that was the main objective today is just to have that confidence and be comfortable in the box and get up there, get a good pitch to hit and be aggressive.
Well, if I get 40 calls, 35 of them are about you and they all want you to play.
Oh, well, you know, I appreciate that. I want to play, too. So hopefully I can keep playing well and keep getting spots out there.
All right. Today, where are you going?
Going to Maryville, play the Brewers.
All right. And, of course, road trips and spring training, not too bad.
No, absolutely not. It's only, like, what, 30 minutes away. It's not a bad gig. But it's a lot of fun just to go around, play the different teams, and we have a good time.
You playing any outfield this spring?
I don't know yet. Right now, I've just been playing mainly first base. So, but if they get ready to put me out there, I'll be prepared.
All right, the home run yesterday, no doubter, huh?
I didn't know. I wasn't for sure if it was going to be a double or if it was going to sneak over the fence. So, but I knew I hit it pretty good, and I knew I had a chance to be a base hit, so I was pretty happy with it.
Well, I called it right off the bat.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. You got to do that more often.
All right, have a good day today.
All right, thank you.
Spring training baseball, Diamondbacks, Giants from Salt River Fields. Ryan Terrio, first start here for the Giants.
Yep, first one of the season. Really excited and get this season going.
What's spring training like for you, a veteran of all these years, and you come out here? What do you want to get done?
You know, there's always things you want to work on going into camp. Areas in your game you can improve. You know, you set goals and work towards those. You know, this year, I think it's pretty similar to the years past. You know, get on base, score runs, and help the team in any way I can.
Where are you playing today?
Shortstop.
All right. And excited, first game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really excited. Really excited.
Well, Huff tells me, nah, it doesn't matter. Just wait till the bell rings.
You know, yes and no. You know, I think it's always really good from a confidence standpoint to get off to a good start. You know, and if you don't get off to that good start and a confidence standpoint, then you say, yeah, I'm just going to wait till the bell rings.
He's a philosopher. I like this ballpark, Salt River Fields. Really nice.
Yeah, I've only played there once. You know, I was in spring training last year in Florida, so I've only been there once. It looks nice from the 101.
All right. Have a good day today.
Thank you. You too.
Henry Cotto, base running coach, and, of course, a coach here with the San Francisco Giants, does a lot of work with the minor leaguers. But in camp, Henry, Angel Pagan, what makes him a good base stealer?
Well, what I make him a good base stealer, he know how to read pitcher very good, so doing that making him get a better jumps.
Who are some of the players you've worked with in spring here who look like good base stealers?
Well, we got one of the base stealers right here is Gary Brown. I think he's not too far, you know, to get to the major leagues, and he working on his base running and a base stealing. As soon as he get that done, he's gonna be fine.
What's the key for a base stealer? What's the most important thing?
Well, one of the more important things is that the first two step. You know, that's the first two step is going to be the key for you to get a good jump on the pitcher. If you do that, you're going to be okay.
All right, Henry Cotto, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Hector Sanchez, home run yesterday. How did that feel?
Yeah, that's pretty great. You know, it's my favorite being the 2012 spring training. Actually, I try to do my stuff. You know, I try to do my job very well. This is what I do. You know, I feel amazing.
Hey, low pitch, and you got it up, hit the foul pole.
That's my favorite pitch now, the low one. I thought that you can hit pretty good. So that's my favorite pitch, low pitch.
Where are you going today?
We go to play in the Arizona game. So I got the opportunity to start in today. So I feel great with that. I hope they do a pretty good job.
I get a lot of calls about you from the fans.
Yeah, you know, it's that's amazing. The people know you, you know, they do your job very good. So that's amazing, you know, the fan can know you. That's great for me.
All right, have a good day today.
Thank you.